Thank you for joining our podcast. We hope that this message will both teach and encourage you. Here's today's message.
I hope you'll like it because it's all about after Easter. A lot of times we talk about Easter all the way up to Easter Sunday, then we don't talk about it for another year. But the early church, they talked about it every Sunday. That was the purpose of them meeting on what they would call the resurrection day. So we're going to talk about that. And anyway, again, welcome. And I want you to participate. You can even put some little notes. You can text us through Facebook and see how we're doing. Or if you got an idea, that's fine. If you got a question, that's fine. I don't know. Will you be able to see questions on there? Oh, okay. So anyway. So the title of this lesson today is Raised with Christ. There you go, our status and our destiny. Well, I just gave away the whole lesson right there, but I'm going to go on. In Romans 6, 5 and 6, it said, if we have been united, and I added this, connected. When I have parentheses, I'm adding something to the scripture to make it a little bit clearer so we can understand. If we have been united, connected with him in his death, we shall certainly be united, connected with him in his resurrection. We know that our old self, being, person, creature, was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be done away with, judged, totally destroyed. He said, we know this. This is something we know. Well, we didn't know it naturally. We knew it by revelation, because what we're finding out is this is how God looked at the situation. When Jesus died, he died for us and as us. When he was raised from the dead, God looked at it and saw that he was raised for us and as us. Ephesians 4:22 says, put off the old self. You know, it's kind of like, therefore, in the light of this, put it off. Since it's dead, what are you carrying around something dead for you? Why are you dragging that along behind? Put it off, which belongs to your former manner of life, and you could even say your old way of thinking, and is corrupt, broken, damaged, ruined, futile, and be renewed in the spirit of your minds, faith, purpose, optimism, hope, joy. And the list could go on. That's all our new lives. That's our new status. That's our new destiny that we have in Christ. Whatever belongs to Jesus, whatever his status, that now belongs to us. How Jesus thinks, we can think that way. How Jesus acted, we can act that way. Why? Because we're a part of the new creation. So put on the new self, it says in verse 24, Christ-like in nature, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. So if we're created in the likeness of God, let's put it in there this way. We're created in the likeness of Christ, who was created in the likeness of God. Who else was created in the likeness of God 6,000 years ago? Adam, the first son of God. But let's go on. Romans 6:11 says, consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. So if that's our status, then what Paul is saying is, adopt that attitude. Consider yourselves. So when you wake up in the morning, just consider yourself a new creature. Don't consider yourselves struggling, failing, and all of that. Say, no, that's all dead. That's all behind me. That's yesterday. That's years ago. Here's my new status. I'm a new creature in Christ. I have a new way of thinking. I have a new way of acting. I have a new destiny. So this means look at the old creature the way God looks at it, in spite of your thoughts and feelings and natural, which is old, your natural is old way of thinking and old way of talking, old way of looking at things. Just imagine, you get up in the morning and say, today I'm going to look at everything the way Jesus looks at it. I'm going to speak the way Jesus speaks. You can do it because you are a new creature in Christ. So we did enter into his death and we entered into his resurrection. What Jesus did was not for himself, but to start a brand new creation. I want you to get that. A brand new creation that the world had not seen for 6,000 years. This is astonishing. This is something totally new. Blows everything else away. In 1 Corinthians 15 it says, "The fact is, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits." There's a good word. The first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. If there's a first fruit, there's many fruit to follow. "For by a man came our death, and by a man came our resurrection." God didn't just raise you because you're a nice person or you go to church or you read your Bible. No, no. He raised Christ, and what God says, you're in him. So there's nothing you do to get there other than put your faith in Christ. And then it says in verse 22, this is really cool, "For in Adam all die, so in Christ shall all be made alive." So first fruits was something that the Jews celebrated right after Passover. The priest would go out of the temple and would wave a sheath of grain signifying the first fruits had begun. Wouldn't that have been cool to just see him right outside the tomb of Jesus? Be the first to see Jesus walk out and then wave his sheath. Okay, here it is. Here's the first fruits. The first fruits is Jesus. So Jesus was the first ear of corn, and that's a sign that there's a crop to follow. The old creation has ended. God's not dealing with it anymore. He's not renovating it. It's the new creation. That's what began. In Romans 8:29, it says, "We were predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son in order that we might be the firstborn among many brethren." So Jesus, the first ear of corn, we're the rest. We're coming out next, just like Jesus came out. And notice that it said predestined. And when you see predestined, think of this word. When you see predestined, think of the word pre-planned. This is what God planned all along. What was it? Not every detail of our life. No, his plan is that we would be conformed to the image of Christ. In other words, the new man, the last Adam. We were born in the shape, the form, the image of the first Adam, but here's God's plan, to be conformed to the image of his Son, the last Adam, that we might be the firstborn among many brothers. And then in 2 Corinthians 5:17, one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible, is that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. See, it's my favorite because it tells us exactly who we are. We're new creatures in Christ. We're not just people trying to do better to impress God, but understanding that we're a part of the new creation. So the old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. What's passed away? It seems like we're the same today as we were yesterday. No. No, we've got to look at it the way God looks at it. God is done with Adam. He's done with that old man. And now then, he's relating to Christ. And for us to relate to God, we relate to Christ. So, it doesn't say anybody that goes to church, reads their Bible, prays, nothing against those things, but that's not what makes us a new creature. You can do all those things outside of Christ. Inside is where you want to be. In Christ, without Christ. That's where you want to be. So whoever is in Christ is a part of the new creation. The old creation has been destroyed, nailed to the cross. And the new creation, people who are fashioned in Jesus' likeness, conform to his image, the scripture says, has begun. Jesus being the first of the new creature on earth since Adam. That's amazing. Thank God he decided to do it that way rather than just destroy everybody and start completely over. In a sense, he did, because what he did is he started over with Christ. And now we put our faith in him. Now we are in Christ and made in his likeness. Whew. Sincerity is not enough. Religious affiliation is not enough. IQ is not enough. It's all over. Determination, works, self-denial, worldly success, philanthropy, praying, morality, effort, all nullified. Why? It's all dead. All that is dead because it's all in Adam. You see, Adam was even religious. So being religious is not the answer. Everything that his old creature died upon the cross, Adam is history, and your old life is history. Now, we all know Adam blew it. The next Adam got it right. He refused the lie of the devil. Adam and Eve embraced the lie of the devil. You shall be as God. God's holding out on you. You have way more potential. You think you're limited? No, you're not limited. You're unlimited. That's what the devil convinced Adam and Eve, and that's the fruit that they bit. But yet, Jesus faced the same temptation, and he said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Satan said, "Here's all the kingdoms of the earth. I'll give them to you. I'll make you king over the earth." Jesus said, "Worship the Lord and him only." Now, wouldn't it have been cool if Adam had told the serpent what Jesus told the devil in his temptation? If Adam would have gotten it right, then we would still be living in paradise. We'd still be eating from the tree of life. But that's history. We understand that we were in Christ when he died, in Christ when he rejected. So we see him on the cross. We were there, understand. When he came out of the tomb, we understand we were there. How about this? We were also there when Jesus rejected the lie of the devil and he overcame temptation. We were there too. Why? We were in Christ. 1 Corinthians 6:14 says, "God raised the Lord Jesus and will also raise us up by his power." Don't you know that your bodies are members of Christ? So he said, you ought to know that by now. We ought to know it by now. So what are some new creation attributes? What can we expect in Christ and our new way of thinking, speaking, and acting? What is our present condition and destiny? Well, some of them are: we're saved, we're filled, we're healed, we're loved, we're forgiven, we're empowered, we're anointed, renewed, transformed, restored, born again. Through birth, we have the DNA of Adam. So, apart from Christ, that's all we'll ever know. That's the only way we'll ever live and think. Through the new birth, we bear the image, DNA, of the last Adam, Christ. So I like this one too. 2 Corinthians 4 says, "He who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and bring all of us into his presence. For it is all for our sake." Wow. Could we just stop and think about that one for just a moment? He said it's all for our sake. Everything that Jesus did was for our sake. It's the key point for the whole lesson today. Just look at Jesus. His destiny is your destiny. What Jesus inherited, whatever belongs to Jesus, belongs to us. All for our sake. Now, the old creation, under judgment, under condemnation, because of Adam's sin, because Adam, his father was no longer, or God was no longer his father. That's what I'm trying to say. He got connected to a different source. So in a sense, Satan became his spiritual father. It was so the old nature, it's corrupt, it's non-recyclable. God's choice, kill all humanity or redeem it through his son Jesus. Aren't you glad he decided to redeem it through his son Jesus? The bad choice of Adam has been removed, and the right choice of Jesus has been made available to us all. God started over with Christ. Here's another way of looking at it. This is the way Paul looked at that situation. According to Paul, there's only two men on the earth. There are many religions on the earth, many philosophies, many ways of thinking, but Paul would say, no, forget all that. There's only two men. There's Adam and there's Christ. The first Adam and the last Adam. And everyone in the world, regardless of your religion, regardless of your ethnicity, none of that matters. Everyone is connected to one of these men. I'm so glad I'm connected to Christ. Aren't you? Well, let's close with a prayer if you'd like to pray along with me here. God, thank you that we who have trusted Christ are a part of something totally new upon the earth. Adam was the problem. Christ is the solution. We have passed from death to life, from judgment to reward, from frustration to fulfillment. Thanks to Christ, he has passed his life on to us. Amen. All right. Well, I hope you got something out of the lesson today. It was fun for me to present it. And so we want you to tune in again. I guess the next time we'll be on maybe is in the morning. Correct, Pastor Doug? I think he's having a... What? You're not? I thought you were having morning lessons.
Yes, the devotion. Yeah.
Oh, okay. See, he's already forgotten. So, yeah, we've got morning lessons. They come on, I think, at
7.
But you can catch it later in case you sleep in. Catch it later because it's recorded. And of course, our Sunday morning service at 9:45. So, yeah, we enjoy coming to you. I can't see you, but you can see me and you can see our services. And I hope that's a great way of you staying in touch. God bless you, and we'll see you next time.